Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, GLaDOS. Thank you.
Yes, sir. It's the most notorious rogue of Bandit Nation, accompanied by Miss PvP Girl Gigi.
So beautiful.
Give her a round of applause. Give her a round of applause.
Yes, sir.
Is right here. I'm sitting here waiting to raid and I ain't feeling it. Stressing cause I'm tired of lag and even dealing with it. Kinda bumming and feeling a little down and out. Cause every time we jump on the mob, I get to lagging out. But Gigi is saying,
I'm really wanting you to go.
Yo, I'ma suck it up cause Nation is a pro.
Yeah, we are lagging like that. It's Monday.
It is Monday. I'm not too bad. I had about 5 hours of sleep. I'm good.
I actually got some sleep. Amazing, right?
I had meant to go to bed earlier.
She said I meant to. She does. No, she didn't.
I meant to. It didn't work out.
She thought about it. It crossed her mind. It's about as far as it got as I meant to. To go to bed early. Okay.
I think I said, hey, I'm heading out, like, I don't know, 10 times. And, yeah.
Didn't work out.
No. Something didn't come up and...
Oh, I had to sneeze just then. Wow. How about my allergies are kicking in very late in the summer, not the spring?
Girl, me too. Me too.
What is going on with it? You know what? I'm not going to get into that. This is not the show about global warming.
Ridiculous.
Yes. We got some rain yesterday.
We got some rain over the weekend. I was so happy. I was. Let me rephrase this. I still am, I guess. Things are green, but now there are mosquitoes. Huge. Big mosquitoes.
We have one minute of rain.
it rained a good portion of the night the other night. It stormed and lightninged and thundered. And it was so pretty. I know. I stayed up till like 5 a.m. sitting out on the porch just watching.
Oh, how nice. I wish.
It was gorgeous. I loved it. Loved it.
So, how are you people out there in Twitter land? I got lots of lovely Twitters from you all over the weekend. But I learned something very important over the weekend as well about my Virgin mobile phone. Those of you who don't have one yet, I do need to tell you, I guess, because you know how I'm talking about how great they are. They are great.
Uh-huh.
But you know how you're on your minute plan. And I really don't talk that much on my phone. But I have a friend, and she knows who she is. You right there that lives on the north side of Houston. You know who I'm talking about. Little blonde girl. Rollerblading. You know who. She called me and she wanted to talk, and she talks just about as much as I do. So I had to take her with me when I went to get dinner, and she used up all my minutes.
Uh-oh.
So my phone shut off, and I'm thinking, okay, well, it's time for it to renew anyway, so it was no big deal. But I did not know, because Virgin Mobile is kind of awesome, but it's crazy, is that I could still receive your text and text back to you all. That's weird.
That is so weird.
But I have unlimited data. I have a set amount of minutes so that I don't, you know, end up talking for 5 years. But the data, my data plans, my Twitters, my text, all that is unlimited web surfing. So I had everything but the talking. Weird, right?
But that good. Is weird.
But good. But very good. Nice Virgin Mobile. Nice one. All right. So, see, yet another reason why you should probably get yourself a Virgin Mobile phone. No, they don't pay us for this, but if you call me so I can get this code from you, we can get some free minutes between you and I. I'm just saying, you people out there.
Ooh, very nice, very nice.
If I bring you over to the dark side, they give me free minutes, they give you free minutes. Just saying, I wouldn't mind some free minutes.
Free minutes are always nice. Always.
So we got juicy news that happened over the weekend. Oh my God.
I don't know about juicy, but I do know we've got some news.
I just think juicy news.
Uh-oh, what you got? What you got then?
Oh, you gonna let me go first?
You can go first.
Oh,
yeah, I'm all like stumbling this and Twittering and Facebooking. Oh, gotta get everybody over to the show. Gotta be listening.
You're right.
Bring your friends.
It's in just monitoring in case stories break. Sometimes I do on Facebook, though. But anyway. All right, so I don't know what took these people so long to do this, but I can't say that I'm happy about it either, but, you know, I'm just wondering what took them so long. You know, those antivirus people, McAfee?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have officially launched a consumer-focused anti-theft app for the iPhone today.
An anti-theft app? How's that work?
It's called Wave Secure. It allows you to protect your privacy and data in case your iPhone is lost or stolen. The new product shows that the PC-focused security companies are shifting their resources into mobile security as mobile computing devices begin to face the same kind of sophistication and cyber attacks as their PC counterparts. It said if security and mobile companies act fast enough, they might be able to create a worry-free environment for mobile users. With it, of course, comes a feeling of safe. You're way late. People have been hacking and stealing cell phone information since they've been in existence. Really.
This is very, very true. I mean, how many of those naked pictures of stupid celebrities have we seen?
Mm-hmm. And it's not because they accidentally sent them out. Some of them are dumb, but they're not that dumb.
Some of them are dumb.
You're really dumb. Since we've been in mobile security for about 10 years, and we're in a period of rapid change now, said Leanne Cantano, Director of Product Marketing for McAfee Consumer Mobile Solutions in an interview. He says, now we have a very heterogeneous, I like it, environment. We have to make sure we work seamlessly with Wave Secure. Users can back up your contacts, photos, videos, as well as remotely track the location of your iPhones via the McAfee Wave Secure online portal. Somebody already beat you to that, too, and theirs is free. It's called Ice Cream. Mm-hmm. It also works on Android. This one does not. I want to point that out to you people. Of course, if a device is lost, stolen, or damaged, or if the users accidentally delete their data, consumers can get their data right back. You can also already do that on my Virgin Mobile phone, just so you know. Look, I'm pointing out the free ones, people, because they're charging, get this, $29.99 a year for online backup and remote tracking of your lost phone. Now, from what I hear about Ice Cream, and I've read all the reviews, and you know, people on the internet don't mince words, Ice Cream is absolutely excellent, and again, free. Now, in addition to this $29.99 a year you're going to pay, looks like they want you to pay $19.99 to get the app as well. I'm not sure. Wait a minute. I could be reading this wrong. Let me make sure. Okay, no, I'm sorry. They're talking about Lookout Mobile Security. They offer to download the app for free, and then they charge $29.99 a year for the backup. But still, $19 as opposed to free.
Yeah.
They're also saying they're combining some other offerings, such as McAfee Mobile Security back in June. The app is available in a number of languages, English, Chinese, simplified and traditional Chinese, Danish, Dutch, Finnish, French, European and Canadian, German, Greek, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Norwegian, Portuguese, European, Brazilian, as well as Swedish, Spanish, European and Mexican, and Russian.
All right. That's a lot.
It's a lot. But again, you could get all this very thing for free for most cell phone carriers, and they offer backup of your data. Like I said, Virgin Mobile does. I know most people that offer Android phones offer you to back up your contacts. So
yeah, I've got that option.
Yeah, and we all know McAfee and Norton Antivirus are notorious for just not being reliable.
Losing your information out of nowhere. You have no idea what happens. The screen blinks and everything's gone.
Jay Dukes has already started this morning. Does that include weak and useless automatic virus scans and pop-up alerts during your phone calls? Probably. And text messages going, we noticed that you were on the phone talking to your friend in Mexico. Would you like to take a look at the flight plans to Mexico? Here's the $50 off your next flight.
I should not laugh about that, but that is so true.
That means now you're all in my business, too, and I don't want you there, McAfee.
Mm-mm.
But no. Good luck to you. I hope it works out. Good luck with that, McAfee.
Good luck, McAfee. Good luck. All right. So I've got some awesome news and some, oh, my God, I can't believe you did this. All right. So GamePolitics.com this morning, it looks like they are pulling this story by way of Kotaku. Bungie IT guy is downright dangerous. All right. So Bungie IT.
Well, that's true. That is true. They are dangerous. Okay.
Bungie's IT guy, Jeff Fletcher, is an information specialist for the Halo creators during the day, but sometimes he's a gun-toting vigilante, according to the report from Seattle news station King 5. Yeah, this guy just got so much hotter. All right, so Fletcher pulled into the parking lot of a U.S. bank branch in Skyway, Seattle last week after where he witnessed a gunfight between two men. As the situation escalated, the former security guard and son of a former Seattle police officer saw one of the men take a bullet while the other tried to flee the scene. Fletcher jumped into action, pulling his own gun out and stopping the fleeing suspect in his tracks. He then made a citizen's arrest, used his father's old handcuffs to subdue the man, and waited for the police to arrive.
Don't ask why he has the handcuffs, is all I'm going to tell you.
Oh, I was so going to ask.
So curious. I'm going to get cut, and I'm glad I'm not going to Seattle now.
Yeah. All right, so there is a whole video with an interview with Mr. Jeff Fletcher over on GamePolitics.com this morning, if you want to check that out. And this is... All right, seriously, don't do this, people. This is stupid. Don't ever get in the middle of one of those gunfights. That's just crazy. But this is awesome. And that is so totally hot. He pulls out his own gun, pulls out his own handcuffs. All right. So, yeah, way too early for that.
It is. Man, stop it.
I know. You should see this guy, too. I mean, he's not like...
I know him.
He would normally be hot, but yeah, the whole handcuffs, and yeah, that just totally took up his hotness level.
Mm-hmm. I'm moving along. Oh, man.
So you know Mr. Jeff Fletcher.
I plead the fifth.
After the show, girl. After the show, no pleading the fifth.
Mm-hmm. I cannot care. You all should know, for some reason, everybody loves to talk to me. Something about me just gets y'all to trust me, but I never tell your secrets. Nothing important anyway. Most of yeah. You tell me you bought shoes and you spent too much money is different from, you know, other stuff I know. I won't. My key, the mouth is locked, Ginger. I cannot tell you.
No, I need to know.
I cannot tell you. If we were going to PAX, it'd be different, because when I'd stand beside him and go, remember what I told you? But I cannot tell. I cannot. Secret safe. Look, you should see I'm locking my lips up with the key, just turning it. I would love to tell y'all, but I can't. We haven't gotten to the gossip portion of our show. All right. Anyway.
One day, just get a whole big
show. Man, if I did, nobody would talk to us ever again from the stuff I hear. I kid you not. They'd be like, I'm never speaking in front of y'all ever. Ever. All right, quickly, I'm going to make this. You bad, bad. You lovely people out there that are members of our site joined up over the weekend. Quite a few of you may not know that we have the coolest little system set up, kind of like Facebook. But that's not what I'm headed for. You need to make sure that you go over and join our contest group, because I got a bunch of stuff I'm going to be giving away, and I will only mention it to you guys first that are in that group. Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
And I will give you first crack at getting them. Please do not try to get five for you, your mama, and your cousin. Just get the one. It's okay.
We will be monitoring.
We will be monitoring. Yes, we do know when you come and try to get more than one. You will only get one. Sorry, peoples. But do come by and get... I got some good games, too. But you got to be a member of that group to get first dibs anyway. After about an hour or so, I'm going to tell everybody. So be quick once I announce it in that group. If you're not in that group, you need to get over there now. And if you're listening to it later in the day, you can go join the group, because from what I have gotten in my email, we'll be getting this stuff all week long. Work it out. All right. After that, I got some juicy story. Another juicy story. So speaking of cell phone people and crazy stuff, Google bought Motorola over the weekend.
Yes. Uh-oh.
$12.5 billion. Who owns Google, and is he single? That's what I want to know. Google has agreed to buy Motorola. $12.5 billion cash. Let me repeat that for you again. Cash. Who's walking around with that kind of cash on them? Did you hear that, Ginger?
No.
Quit typing, woman. $12.5 billion cash they bought Motorola for.
That, holy.
Yeah. The deal was approved.
Saying, you could send us, you know, I don't know, a couple million. That'd be nice. 1 million.
I
changed deal.
I want to marry the person. I want half. So anyway, the deal has been approved by the boards of both companies and will significantly strengthen Google's presence in the mobile phone market. This is from over at GI.biz. Android was the only operating system Motorola used across its entire range of devices. And this is from Google CEO Larry Page. Larry, are you single? combination. Or do you just need a side piece? I'm good for that. The combination... We ain't even got to see each other, man. Just put the money in the bank. Okay, so the combination with Motorola will not only...
I love you, Corey.
Hey, I'm not opposed to... Yeah, anyway, the combination will not only encourage Android, but will also enhance competition and offer consumers accelerating innovation, greater choice, and wonderful user experiences. This is what Page wrote on the Google company blog. He says he's confident that these experiences will create huge value for our shareholders. Do we own any Google, Motorola? Yeah, I think I'm going to own some by the end of the day, but y'all will. Google Senior Vice President of Mobile, Andy Rubin, claimed that the whole deal would allow the company to break new ground for the Android ecosystem. However, Motorola will be run as a separate company, and Android will remain an open platform and a vibrant open source community. Well, that's nice of you.
Mm-hmm.
More than 150 million Android devices have been activated worldwide, with a further 550,000 added each day. Maybe me by this week. Who knows? Page also commented on anti-competitive patent attacks for the companies, including Microsoft and Apple, to restrict Android's growth by collaboratively buying patents from the now-defunct Nortel. Our acquisition of Motorola will increase competition by strengthening Google's patent portfolio, which will enable us to better protect Android from anti-competitive threats from Microsoft, Apple, and other companies. Ooh, this is going to be juicy. Oh, my God. Okay, so I said it was completed over the weekend, but actually they started the process. The actual deal will not be completed until the end of this year and is subject to approval by Motorola's shareholders. So that means you got time to get you some stocks before Christmas, people. Get in there.
Yes, yes, do it now. You know, stocks are a perfect Christmas gift, just saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you get one for a baby, all you got to get them is one share. Just it, one. And just let them hold on to it. That's up there, 18. Ooh, delicious.
Very nice, very nice. All right, so game politics again this morning. This story actually has me a little irritated, and it's a short one, so I may grab two. Former Oasis singer blames games for London violence.
Oh, stop.
Yes, yes. Celebrities, not always the brightest. All right, so former Oasis frontman and now solo artist Noel Gallagher says that video games and TV violence are to blame for the civil unrest in London. All right, so what does this brainiac have to live in this age of violence? And I don't care what other people say. Brutal TV and brutal video games are a reason for this pointless violence as well. Yeah, apparently he is quoted as saying this in Bang Showbiz. The people are immune to violence. They are used to it. And if they get caught, they aren't punished the right way. The prisons are already full, then build new ones. Gallagher, now a solo artist, wonder why that is the former singer-songwriter for UK band Oasis. And I'm going to lose my voice. This kind of talk from Gallagher is not an isolated incident. In 2008, he blamed video games for a UK knife crime. It's always interesting, the writer says, to see how some artists have a dim view of other forms of art. If someone had suggested that music he had written was responsible for violence, he would no doubt scoff at such a notion. True flippin' story, people. I don't know what's going
on. As I have said last week, if games are making people violent, what game was Hitler playing?
Mm-hmm, exactly. All right, so since that was a short one, can I go ahead and grab a second one?
No. Yes, you can.
Let's say no! All right, so game politics again this morning, and looks like they pulled this by way of Kotaku. Don't go over there, go to Game Matrix. All right, so Swiss Police Association calls for ban of the Darkness 2. Some police in Switzerland hate fun. A Swiss Police Association has called for a ban on the Darkness 2 because the game depicts scenes where police are shot at and killed. Yes.
They are sometimes shot at and killed. What is with this new 50s mentality where we don't want to show anything bad happening? It does happen. It happens.
Exactly.
Nobody's hiding it from the police when they're out getting shot at.
Exactly. And apparently in other news, police have also called for the ban of every television crime drama ever made in the entire world. Sorry, that's amusing. politicians, game producers, and sellers have been advised that such games be immediately removed from circulation, read a statement from the Swiss Christian Police Association. Felix Staccato, president of the association, says, when police in England are the targets of mobs running amok, it's important that police are not portrayed as the enemy. Hello, have you, you know, even read about the history of what's going on over there? All right, anyways, Thomas Richter from the Swiss Institute of the Prevention of Crime echoed the call for a ban of the game. Swiss Game Consumer Association Game Rights struck back at the call for a ban. They said, unfortunately, it is not new that certain scenes in video games are taken out of context and deliberately portrayed as the total goal of the game. This is coming from Thomas Redeker, co-founder of the association. Those against deliberately try to misinform, robbing games of their complexity and depth, portraying the most shocking and offensive view. Unfortunately, that seems to be only partially effective. The writer goes on to say, let's hope that cooler and more reasonable heads prevail in this matter. Oh, there is an update. Hold on. 2K Games tells Kotaku, who, you know, don't go over there, go to Game Matrix, that there are no police or police shootouts in The Darkness 2, which makes this call for a ban of the game even lamer than it previously was. All right, so they're calling for a ban of a game for something that doesn't even happen.
That means they didn't play it, and they are using the whole scare tactic, repetitive rhetoric, to try to scare people into not buying the game. You're, in fact, helping in some odd ways. Some people are going to go out and say, I'm going to buy it anyway. But I think you need to shut up.
Yep, sorry. I'm over here, like, coughing and allergies.
Ginger's trying to choke to death or something. I don't know why she's trying to. I keep telling her, we need you. You can't choke to death. You just can't. I don't know what's with the people and the week. This week, let's blame games. It's all games. It all has to do with games.
They get eating paint chips as children.
I guess we saw that in a game.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Every stupid thing that has ever been done in the history of mankind has to do with games.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, chess is all about war, right?
Oh, of course. No, the chess, that's a thinking man's game. No, that's nothing to do with violence.
Yeah, but you're trying to take out the king.
We have no king. We are free. Anyway. Well, those of you out there who are PlayStation fangirls and boys, and you hate Nintendo with the deepest vengeance possible in your soul, will not be happy to hear this. Because you were hating Nintendo from the very depths of your soul, PlayStation Vita launch is probably going to be a car wreck.
Mm-hmm.
Sony's about to launch its new handheld console into the market that has fundamentally changed since the success of mobile devices and is likely headed for a costly and untimely doomed launch. Mm-hmm. That's according to Lyle Hoyle and Matthew Seymour at Heavy Iron Studios. They were speaking to GI.biz. They said they believe the console is overpriced. Oh. Gasp, no. But more importantly, the customers have already demonstrated that they are no longer willing to pay out for single-function game devices. I don't think it's not willing. I think it's we're in a bad economy. I would gladly go in there and slam it down on the counter. Because I thought the
Oh, wait.
Yeah, <you can't.
laughs> Never mind.
Yeah, send the money down on the counter, Ginger. Because I thought the DS was a little expensive, in all honesty, for a handheld. Remember, the Game Boy was like $40. So I was like, $169, I don't know about this. But I went ahead and bought it because I had the money. Right now, I had the money, but it's like, I need to eat next week. So this might not be a good idea. So what they're saying is if people aren't willing to pay $249 for a Nintendo 3DS, why exactly would they pay $299 for the Vita?
Because they're not very smart.
I don't know. They're not going to buy it. So people don't want to carry more than one thing in their pocket. That's why Android and iPhones have done so well. They are devices of choice. They offer multiple functions outside of gaming. And this is very true. And like I said, Ginger hit the nail on the head last week when she said probably both these companies need to, well, PlayStation already has their phone, but Nintendo probably needs to look at making a phone that's an all-purpose, you know, gaming and, you know, cell phone, tablet, whatever it is it's supposed
to. Yes, yes. Very, very flippin' true.
And with their technology, and it's indestructible, because you cannot destroy Nintendo products without extremely, really trying to. Extreme damage. I would buy that. I would.
Yes.
Well, less than 6 months since the launch of the 3DS, the system has had its price unceremoniously halved, of course, in Europe, and it's suffering from a lack of software and the perception that it's a simple upgrade to the DS family of consoles when it's not. Sony's most recent attempts in the handheld market haven't been all that successful either. The digital-only PSP Go is largely forgotten. Yes, it is. In its mobile collaboration with Sony Ericsson, the Xperia Play had no significant marketing push behind it, and it should have because,
Wow. It's good because my phone is awesome.
Yes, and they loved you for us doing that. They were very, very excited. Not excited enough to give us phones, I'd like to point out, Sony.
Sony. Come on, Sony. We love you, Sony.
I would gladly leave my Virgin Mobile for you if you'd send me a phone.
Mm-hmm.
No joke.
Mm-hmm.
Gaming. Hello.
Yes. I'm telling you, girl, my phone. I'm sitting here playing with it. It's so pretty.
She never leaves that phone alone.
No, my phone is... It sleeps, like, next to me in my jewelry box.
See, she's out of order. So they're saying, despite a harsh assessment of Vita, Heavy Iron saying they would like to see the machine succeed, but it's the consumer that has voted with its wallet and changed the market. So good luck, Sony. I don't know what to tell you. I wish you all well. I was personally not a fan of what you were showing me, but I don't want you to fail. But,
yeah.
If I'm going to buy anything, I probably would get an the Xperia because it is all-in-one. I don't mind carrying around more than one thing, though. You know, we're women. I got my designer purse. It's full of DSs and phones and all kinds of gadgets.
Mm-hmm.
When I do carry it, because I don't very often do that. My biggest fear is somebody walks up and grabs my purse. I'll be like, please take the credit cards and the money. Just leave me my DS. Take my phone. Please, just don't. Don't take my DS, please.
I know. What is it, the House of Darius, this Beyonce's line? Yeah, that's where my purse is from. Anyway.
Wait a minute, House of Hovi? Do I need
is it House of
Darion?
House of Darion.
Yeah.
House of Darion, there we go.
Bad Texan. Beyonce, she said it, I didn't.
I know, I'm sorry, Beyonce.
Now you have to come here because House of Darion is just down the street. The actual building.
Ooh.
This is about 15 minutes away from me. You need to come. Come visit so I can take you by. We'll stand outside and we'll bang on the doors and demand to see Beyonce.
That sounds awesome.
Then they'll arrest us.
But you know, I've gone this long without being arrested. Maybe it's time.
The crazy crackheads.
No, see, we'll bring signs. We'll be like, we're from Game of Matrix. We love you, Beyonce.
We have to go dressed up all like crazy couture. We have to see Beyonce. We're not crackheads, see? I'm holding a $400 crackhead. I didn't steal it.
Yes. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can definitely tell I'm not a girl, though. I was like, cool, I like this person. I'm walking through the store, and some chick stops me. Is that from such and such? Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't believe you have that purse. All right.
Gravy to watch your purse.
Apparently.
Hey, I am not even joking. There are some girls out there that are cutthroat. They will take scissors, and while you are shopping, cut your purse.
And better not.
And straps are replaceable. They go in the store to the House of Darion and they cut the straps off the other purse, you know, and take the straps and put it on. See, you see how that works? So technically they didn't steal anything. You see how it works?
I don't think it could end up with some scissors stuck in her head.
Yeah, watch your purse.
All right. So I guess they want some more news.
Maybe.
Riot Games announces first details of the League of Legends Season 2. $5 million prize pool is the biggest in esports history.
Ooh.
Holy bejeebus, people.
Ooh.
All right. Ooh. So Riot Games today announced the first details surrounding the second competitive season for its hit multiplayer online battle arena game, League of Legends. With a record-setting $5 million prize pool, League of Legends Season 2 will mark the next step in what has already become one of the biggest esports titles in history. League of Legends has been selected by the top esports organizers in the world as an official title. Major League Gaming, the Electronic Sports League, where League of Legends is an official title of the Intel Extreme Master Series, and the World Cyber Games. All right, so set to kick off this fall, Season 2 will feature a spectrum of ongoing competitions, from massive pro-level tournaments to weekly open registration events, giving players countless opportunities to vie for their share of the unprecedented $5 million prize pool. Season 1 of League of Legends was a resounding success with over 1.7 million viewers turning into our first ever championships. This is coming from Mark Merrill, president of Riot Games and the executive producer on League of Legends. He goes on to say, "The competitive scene in League of Legends has grown like wildfire, and the $5 million in prize money is on the line." And the $5 million in prize money on the line is a testament to how massive the scene has become, and it's just the first glimpse of what our players have in store for the upcoming season. Brandon Beck, CEO of Riot Games, says competitive gaming is hard-coded into Riot's DNA. It's been thrilling to watch the level of competitive play that evolved in Season 1. Players will certainly step up their game in Season 2, so it's only fair that we step up ours. Awesome. All right, so for those of you who've been living under a rock, just to let you know, League of Legends Riot Games' debut title celebrated its first anniversary on October 27th of 2010. Since its launch in North America and Europe, over 15 million players have downloaded the game to engage in session-based multiplayer battles against rival teams, with more than 1.4 million players enjoying League of Legends every day. Yeah, I played it for a little bit. It's not bad. Yeah, a lot of trolls. A lot of trolls.
Well, I got some hot news.
Oh, we had it.
That's right. Hot news. It just arrived in my box while Ginger was talking.
Oh,
yes, there is a contest going on. But
oh,
I have to tell you about it now. Yes, I have to tell you about it right now. Okay, so apparently. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I think I put all this stuff in. Okay, so apparently you can enter to win yourself.
What can I win?
An NVIDIA GeForce 460 video game card by telling Epic what you like about the Unreal Engine on their Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Now, by the time I finish saying this, I will hit save, and this contest will go up on our site, so you get all the links. Don't panic. Don't be like, oh, my God. How do I get it? Okay. Okay, a secondary prize, of course, is Unreal Technology T-shirts, which we really don't want. I never turn down free clothes, but yeah. Okay, so the Unreal Engine Facebook contest runs from today through the 22nd, which is what, next Monday? So you've got about a week.
I'm coughing. Yes.
They also want for you to come out to what they're calling Epic Games Unreal University in Canada in November on the 1st and 2nd in Montreal. International Games Summit is what's going to be going on. Ooh, brief, girl.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's going to be held at the Hilton Montreal Bonaventure Hotel.
Sorry, what was that hotel?
Oh, my French sucks. Bonaventure Hotel at 900 de la Gaultier. Not Gaultier, the designer. It's spelled something different, but I'm sure it's pronounced close to what I said. Something. Wipe off your ear. I know that was disgusting. Montreal, Quebec. H is in Harry, 5. A is in Apple, 1. E, egg, 4. Free. Did I mention free?
No.
Free for both days. Registered MIGS conference attendees can sign up on site. Seats will be filled on a first come, a first serve basis. They're calling it, page messed up. Europe's Epic Developer Day and Unreal University were highly successful events that sold out within hours the last time it was held, but they don't say when. Due to high demand, they are bringing the Unreal University to Montreal in the fall. And they're saying this, well, I guess it didn't happen there for them last year. This is the first time they said it's being held in Canada. And they're going to provide you with Unreal 3 and Unreal Development Kit for developers. Some of you out there have been bugging me. Oh, my God. In Second Life, and I know you're listening, you know exactly who you are. Quit bugging me. Go to Canada and get your free kit.
Go to Canada.
Where can I get a free kit?
Canada.
God, they're also having some panels and some topics and stuff
panels.
That are listed. Yeah, panels. Yes.
Panels.
So it looks like it's going to be level design, best practices, mobile game development tips and tricks and more. And, of course, the program schedules for both days are posted up at the link that I'm about to give you just about now. It's going to be on the contest pages, by the way. Check our contests and offers. It's not in our regular news section, but go check it out. Save it. Go look at it. A nice Unreal 3. That's nice. That's very, very nice. Nice engine. And I've been bugged to death. How do I get? I went over and I got the mod. I can build levels, but I actually want the engine. How can I get it? Can you help me out? Can you get them to give you one and I'll pay you something for it? No, because that'll get me in trouble. I can't be selling you the engine. If I get it, I'm keeping it.
If I get it, I'm keeping it. It's mine.
It sure is. It's going to stay right here in my house on my computer. Ow, Ginger, stop pulling my hair.
I wasn't, but I will next time.
Pulling my hair. Why are you pulling my hair?
I didn't pull your hair.
Ow, Ginger, don't.
Aw. Hi, Sawi. All right, so another news story from GamePolitics.com. Hey, you guys who spoiled Gears of War 3, guess what? No? Are you telling me not to read this one?
No, I was laughing, and then I had tea in my mouth. It was
okay. I was like, are you telling me not to read this one? All right, so those of you who spoiled Gears of War 3 for everyone else, guess what? Y'all are screwed.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Epic to all of you spoilers. We will ban those who spoiled Gears of War 3. While it might seem like a joke at first glance, apparently Epic Games is so ticked off at those. Sorry, I'm having to edit this because of strong words. Too early in the morning. Is so ticked off at those who have shared information about Gears of War 3 online that it plans to ban those people in the future. Earlier this month, Epic said that it was keeping track of those who shared videos of Gears of War 3 and promised repercussions. We assume they meant that when these folks try to play online, Epic will remember them and not allow them to play. How could they possibly facilitate such an action is beyond understanding. All right, so executive producer Rod Ferguson told Edge, "We are extremely diligent about getting that stuff taken down and issued a call to fans to not perpetuate it and just keeping track of those who do. I don't think everybody's aware of the potential repercussions of those types of actions." Speaking separately to Eurogamer on this issue, Ferguson further explained what potential repercussions really means. "We have a banning system built into our stuff so we can go in and identify certain people," he said. "Some people aren't smart about what they do. They'll be disappointed on the 20th of September when they can't get in and can't play. They may be banned." Ha ha. All right, so Ferguson added that those individuals who shared campaign spoiler videos were going against everything we're trying to accomplish. He says, "We had one of my video chats, and somebody went into the chat room and tried to yell all caps spoilers throughout the chat room to try to ruin the experience for the thousand of people who were watching me. It's that kind of stuff that just drives me crazy." You know what? I agree. Stupid flipping trolls. All right, so if you don't value this community, you don't value this experience, then we don't value you. I'd rather pick that one bad apple out of the pool so everybody else can have a better time. You know what? This is awesome. Mr. Ferguson, this is great. I love that idea. You know what, trolls? This is what you get. And when y'all try to play later, y'all are going to be just SOL, aren't you? You can go play Hello Kitty Island.
Oh, Ginger said something mean to you.
yes, I did.
Ginger said something mean to
you.
Yes, right. Ginger said something mean to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sing it. Anyway. Well, here's a shocking, shocking thing for me to be sharing with you. I'm
shocking.
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 It is shocking to me anyway. You know those GameForge people, they have all the ads all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bite fight.
Everywhere. Yeah.
And you're like, oh, stop, for the love of God. Nobody wants to play your games.
Yeah.
Well, apparently somebody wants to play their games. They're saying today that they've hit 300 million registered users. I'm sad to say I'm one of them. I didn't do it on purpose. I went to check it out. It said game. What can I say? I don't play them, though. But so I sound like the drug addict. I bought the drugs, but I didn't use them. This particular milestone establishes GameForge as a pioneer in the free-to-play online games as one of the biggest online game companies in the world. The growth shows that free-to-play games where users play for free and real money and pay real money for virtual goods is striking a chord with gamers around the globe. GameForge has added 100 million registered users since August of 2010, or 8 million new users a month.
That is a lot of new users.
Wow. Karlsruhe, Germany-based company, made the announcement at the beginning of Gamescom, which is going on now. And, yes, we are posting news from Gamescom. If you want to know what's going on over there,
yes.
Please check.
Oh, my God, yes. So
please,
much.
Yeah, please check by our site. There's a link on the top menu. Just take a look if you're interested in Gamescom. Christoph Jen, who's GameForge chief financial officer, said in a statement that the company – wait a minute, I think I skipped a whole paragraph. He said the company's registered user population would make it the world's fourth largest country, just behind the United States. He said in a statement that the company is strategically expanding its games and looking for a new staff. In Karlsruhe alone, the company has 100 open jobs.
New staff, really?
Yes, really. Do they hire people online? Because we'll do it.
I know, right?
It has nearly 500 employees at present. The company's upcoming titles include, Ginger Breathe, Star Trek, Infinite Space, a browser-based game set in the Star Trek universe. GameForge also has 20 online games in 50 different languages, including MMO such as Metin 2, as well as browser-based games Icarim. Rivals include Germany's Big Point, who sometimes give us nice stuff, as well as Nexon, who I've heard of. Doesn't Nexon make that Maple Story, Nexon? Is that
Nexon, I'm pretty sure they do Maple Story, and they also do I'm going to get shot for not remembering the name of this one. Oh, the physics one. You beat the crap out of each other, curb stomp each other.
Oh.
Vindictus.
You.
There we go.
Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, my God. I have it installed. I play it. Don't shoot me,
give
people.
It to us before. Oh, that can't. Oh, Ginger. We're in trouble. I'm going to be quiet. GameForge was founded by Klaus Kersting, who recently created the new startup Flare Games. Kersting recently said that GameForge had more than $150 million in revenue by the time that he left from them.
Wow.
That is amazing. Do you hear me? Amazing.
You know what? I'm over here talking, and you can't hear me. Oh, there we go.
That is amazing.
That is amazing.
How did you do that?
I don't know, but now I've got that song, My Horse is Amazing, going through my head.
I know nothing of that song, but I remind you of it on a daily basis.
I'm not going to help you out. That song's horrible. It's one of those stupid songs, kind of like that whole Badger song.
It's too late. I'm going to find it, and I'm going to send it to you.
You.
Okay, so anyway, those of you who want a job, I went to go look at the boards. Ooh. Okay, let me just tell you, those of you who are like, I think I would like to be a community manager. They are not hiring any community managers. I'm sorry. But you game design people out there, you programmers, developers, 2D character artists, system admins, PHP developers, yeah, you're good to go over there.
They have one that says Corey and Ginger.
There is a Corey and Ginger, but they said they cannot be in there at the same time because we will cause an explosion of some sorts. Negative or positive ions, something like that. I don't know. That's it. No two gamer girls can be in, occupy the same space at the same time.
That's horrible.
It is in German. I'd like to point out to you their job listings. I went over to go look because I was like, I wonder if they have a job up on our boards. But these are all in German, just so you know. I don't know what they're saying. So if you don't read German, probably best not to apply because you could be saying you're signing over to give them your soul or your organs or something. I don't know. But go over to GameForge. They are hiring. Tell them that we sent you out of love.
Speaking of signing over your soul.
Ooh. Go.
Till Death Do Us Part, Marriages and Angels Online. Right. So apparently some of y'all need a handbook on marriages. Even the virtual ones. You know what? Maybe I should write that. So, I think that'd probably be better for Corey to do. Anyway, so,
excuse me?
What?
Excuse, you know, we will talk after the show. I'm going to cut you. Go ahead.
No. I'm just thinking you'd be much better at this. Come on. Who got called a man eater the other day?
You?
Yeah.
Cutting. Go ahead.
All right, so for many years, the Angels Online, AO.IGG.com, fantasy MMORPG has offered players fun and excitement in a 2D anime-style package bursting with dazzling effects and cool features. As new players join the fun, the Angels Online community continues to grow. One of the social features players enjoy the most is the marriage system. From proving their devotion to celebrating their union with friends and well-wishers, in-game marriages can be as grand or as low-key as players want. When players are ready to settle down with a loved one and begin a new chapter in their lives, the first step is to visit the Marriage Angel NPC. Based on each prospective partner's gender, the Marriage Angel will hand out different objectives to fulfill. The male player is asked to seek the Star Soul in the Cactus Plane. Once it is secured, he must submit the Star Soul to the Marriage Angel along with the Dew Crystal engagement item in exchange for his marriage item. The female player is asked to search the mysterious garden for the elusive dewy flower. After solving a series of problems, she can return to the Marriage Angel to get a dew crystal. Securing their marriage items allows the couple to exchange them with one another and be pronounced man and wife. But what's a wedding without a wedding ceremony? To cater to a different taste, there are two ways to hold a wedding in Angels Online: a simple wedding format and a luxurious wedding format. For those who prefer a simple style, can go to the church in the Angel Lyceum. Is it Lyceum? Yeah. So there they can ask the newbie priest NPC on the left side of the church to begin the wedding march. Those who wish their once-in-a-lifetime celebration to truly reflect the grandeur of their love can approach the NPC Abba and select a stylish church wedding with all the trimmings.
Simple and luxurious ceremonies have one notable difference. In a grand wedding, players can choose to use different wedding items and props to create the perfect wedding atmosphere. Either way, Archangel Michael will be on hand as guest of honor to shower his blessings upon the new couple. The blessings, this blessing provides a good boost to HP, MP, physical, and magical attacks, and also reduces damage from physical and magical attacks for a good 2 hours. So you're saying it probably wouldn't be very smart to go in there and, you know, attack the bride and groom. That might be fun. Yeah, those are always my favorite videos. You know, you get these people all dressed up for their weddings. They're in their stupid little wedding dress and the tux and whatnot, and they've got no stats on these things, and they're just getting ganked left and right. It's hilarious. I may be mean, though. All right, so what's that you say? A wedding just wouldn't be complete without guests. Whether players opt for a simple or grand ceremony, the Angels Online developers have things well in hand. The wedding venue has ample room for all guests and well-wishers. At the end of the wedding, the newlyweds receive a rare angel ring, which allows a player to call for his or her partner to appear in the blink of an eye. As the summoning ability proves, there's no greater power than love. I think I'm going to puke.
I'm going to mind my own beeswax. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I think we just spilled right on over into our break time.
Oh, oops. Oops.
Well, we can keep it moving. So, good. We may need to increase the news on a certain day. Okay.
Yeah. Weeks when there are events, very possibly. Holy Jeebus.
Wow. I took wedding engagement photos this weekend in Second Life, and that was hands down the most horrible time I've had. I don't understand some of you people. You spend real money and then you waste your time and mine. I could have been playing some Portal or something, wasting my time. Anyway. All right.
Was it really that bad?
It was really that bad. They were very new, and I had to actually teach them how to use pose balls.
Holy crap, you're getting married and you don't even know how to use pose balls?
That's not the worst. We've had that happen before. I think the worst part was that the guy didn't know how to change his clothes.
Was he naked?
No, he had on some crazy biker boy thing. And I said, you got to take that off, dude. You're messing up my whole thing.
Wow. So when you say new, you mean like really new.
1 week old and 3 weeks old.
You've not even known the person 7 days then.
And you could tell by their clothes, their skin, and his eyes that they were not, you know, new old people. You know, some of us go and create new avatars.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, they were new.
Well, see, no.
She had some good taste. I mean, her dress was absolutely gorgeous, but her eyes that she had bought were like those eyes where it's kind of colored in the middle, but whoever made them didn't do a good job of cleaning the black up around the outside, so she looked kind of like this weird demon thing. So I kept asking her, do you mean for your eyes to look that way? I need to know so I can emphasize them if that's the case. Look, what?
Yeah, I do believe I need to write a guide on where to go shopping.
We have had one, but it's probably time to do a new one. Not just shopping, but how to get in a Second Life, and even though you're a noob, not look like one.
$20 and I can get you looking like $1 million.
Mm-hmm. Her and Snow, good as hat. I'm not. You're going to spend some money if I take you, because I'm just like, I can't even. I don't even want to. Here, go in here and buy this whole billboard right here. Just buy it all.
No way. I know exactly where to go. You go get this shape from here. You go get that skin from there.
Look, that's 20,000 linens. Do what you got to do. Go ahead and buy a whole billboard right there.
No. $20. $20 and you'll be good. I'll have you a high-end AO. You'll have some nice hair. You'll have some beautiful eyes. Great skin.
So then I'll take your picture. See, I can make your picture just look immaculate, gorgeous, but I can't, no.
Speaking of, I got to tell you about some pictures later.
Horrid. I must gag. Nothing I could do to make them look good. I tried. But speaking of people not looking good or trying to find ways around looking good.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to segue into this, but it's not a good segue. But Wooga, social gamers spend more money on shortcuts, not decoration.
What?
Yeah. CEO Jens Begeman has revealed that the percentage of revenue split of his company's social game income, with the unexpected revelation that his audience is far more interested in saving time than buying customization and decoration. He said their audience is 70% female, which he says leads many to believe that they'll be spending more cash on avatar costumes and decorative items. Instead, those players are using cash to buy in-game shortcuts, which provide them with time advantages over other players. It's very true. If I, the one or two times that I have, I didn't buy any clothing. I bought, you know, things so I can skip up a couple levels. He says, of the 8 ways to spend real-world money in Wooga's flagship Monster World, just 0.3% is spent on avatar customization, and only 2.3% goes on cosmetic decorations. 2.8% is spent on territory expansions, 6.3% on instant build shortcuts, 9.6% on buying materials or instead of finding or farming them, and 10.5% goes on in-game currency. The two biggest sectors of income by far are magic wands, which makes the crops grow instantly.
Instant crops. See, now there you go. That's how you get my attention.
That's right. And Wooga Fuel, which powers the factories which make rare items. Both of these sections bring in around a third of Monster World's revenue each. What that big spend shows, says Bergman, is that for players, time is money. Whilst receiving wisdom may be that largely female audience spends on customization and cosmetic items, Wooga has found that this revenue split carries broadly across all demographics. Time for the average social player, game player, appears to be the most valuable resource, at least when measured against achievement. During the same presentation, Bugman also announced Wooga's new title, Magic World, a resource farming town building title combined with RPG mechanics and exploration. No, stop it.
No.
I have to agree. Only time I get into the whole customization and looking good is in Second Life. I make sure there I look real good. You look really, really, really good.
Yes. All right. So, video games, great for stroke rehab.
That could see why.
Yeah, this is coming from GamePolitics.com this morning. You Australian people are awesome, by the way. Neuroscientist Stuart Smith of Neuroscience Research Australia in Sydney is using video games to make rehabilitation exercises for stroke patients less boring. Smith says that the biggest problem with rehabilitation exercises for stroke patients is that most participants find that they are about as exciting as watching paint dry. Many of Smith's stroke patients find the traditional exercises associated with rehabilitation repetitive and frustrating.
It is. My mother was a stroke patient, and it didn't even occur to me that at the time, I think Sega was out,
mm-hmm.
and she actually enjoyed playing the games. That actually helped her a lot more than what they do. And if y'all want to know what they do with stroke patients, they send them home with a piece of paper to their family, and they say, read this aloud to them and have them follow the instructions. Put the pencil in the cup. Take the pencil out of the cup. Put the pencil in the cup. Take the pencil out of the cup. Put the pencil in the cup. Take it out of the cup. Put the pencil on the left side of the cup. Put the pencil on the right side of the cup. Yes.
Wow, that does sound boring.
It's boring, whereas if you, I could see we're placing them in front of the game because my mother loved, what was it? I'm about to date myself now. Dick Tracy, I think, was the game that was out.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, and it was a side-scroller, and she got to be really good at it because it is a repetitive motion, but it's something that kind of distracts from the fact that you're doing a repetitive motion. And the point of them doing those exercises is supposed to rebuild those synapses because they get destroyed when you have a stroke. So it makes perfect sense. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
But good. You forgot about Dick Tracy?
Yeah. Oh, God, that was years ago.
Yes. Oh, every day. Every day it was Dick Tracy. As soon as I get home from work, somebody got to die.
Oh, I'm going to have to go visit and try to see if somebody still has my old Sega.
It's okay. Right. Where you can play it on a PC.
Ooh. I might go. Yeah, I'll have to go check that out then. Mm-hmm. All right. So Smith sees that people would rather play video games. So he has come up with a novel approach combining both. While Smith would use a VR system used by many in his field, therapy technology is one that has proven effective. Smith prefers using games that are readily available on systems that support motion control, such as iPad and Wii. Smith explains, we use a game called Fruit Ninja. We've read about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fruit slicing game you play on an iPad Touch. The game requires players to make frequent, rapid, precision wrist movements across the screen to slice the virtual fruits. The movements mimic exercises used in fine motor skills therapy. Smith is also modifying certain games for the Nintendo Wii and other consoles to make them easier for stroke patients to play. The results are promising, according to Smith. Fellow NeuroA researcher Penelope McNulty, creator of a similar Wii-orientated rehabilitation program, says, "We found that most of our patients actually do more than what we ask of them. In traditional therapy, it's a struggle to get people to do the minimum amount. This is a lot of fun, so people enjoy doing it. Therefore, they do the hours they need to gain the benefit." McNulty adds that rewards and incentives built into the game, along with the element of competition, are very motivating to many patients. It also doesn't hurt that many of the games these neuroscientists use are familiar to many patients, which isn't the case with other rehabilitation methods. McNulty also notes that they use games and game systems in a very structured, formalized way, and that patients are given specific movement strategies to work on. They say it's not yet clear if the video games serve the rehabilitation process better than more traditional programs beyond the engagement and interest shown by patients. McNulty says we will be investigating that with a functional magnetic resonance imaging test soon. So that's awesome. I think that's, that is cool. I love to see video games doing something good.
Yeah,
there's so much negative news about video games, how evil and horrible they are, and you see they're not.
Damn straight.
Mm-hmm. Actually, no, there's a rehab place around here who uses Wii Rehab.
But you see, some people would be totally against that. How dare you? How dare you? It's a video game. It's violent.
I'll show you violent.
Jay Dukes would like to know about the marriage game. He says, do you sign a virtual prenup?
I don't know, but
he says, and they say that one in every five virtual marriages don't work out. So, are you giving face?
No, I'm counting in my head. Is this the fifth one? Anyway, so.
I'm going to mind my own beeswax. Yeah, it's time for us to go.
It's
one of those busy news days. We can never fit in.
I know. Head over to Gamenatrix this morning. We have so much news for you. There's so much going on with Gamescom. We just can't even begin to touch it here. There's so much.
Yes. I didn't read the charts to you, but they are up. I did tell you they were coming.
Yep.
Go and check out the charts if you want to see what's the most popular game this week. I don't know what's going on with Zumba Fitness, but they are not playing.
Mm-hmm.
People are taking
over. And if you want, a slight insider into what we're talking about with the whole Second Life and Ginger's story, yeah, all that's up. Sex in the Virtual City. Go check it out.
And you can come into the game and actually watch her. Follow her around and see how this all happens.
Yeah, because I need more stalkers. Thanks.
Ooh. I'm going to mind my own beeswax, and it's time to go on that note. Tori is keeping herself to herself. That's all I'm going to say. I tried to warn her. All right. Time to get people up. It's Monday. Get up out of your chairs. Let's get moving.
Monday. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Beyonce. I said your name wrong earlier.
All right. That's, that name is wrong. Yeah. Check it out.
Goodbye, boys and girls. Mwah.